Ryan expressed optimism he'd be ready Sunday. Do you share that optimism from seeing him today?
Well, I didn't see him do anything today, you know, so I'm walking around a little bit. I know he's fairly optimistic, but we'll just have to wait and see.
What was it like with him on the sideline? I mean, as a competitor, I'm sure he was eager to go back in, but then you had Matt playing as well as he was.
Right. Yeah, I wasn't on the sideline, so that was a tough feel for me. But from what I heard, you know, he tried to get back out there, wanted to get back out there. It just was so stiff on him, he really couldn't move. He was prepared to go out if, in fact, we had to go to a if we had lost Matt, he was prepared to go out there, maybe hand the ball off and do limited service, but certainly not the full extent of what a quarterback needs to do. Wasn't mobile enough to do that.
What can you say about Matt's performance coming in, having that bit down all season and you're out there?
Well, I think it says a lot about Matt, his preparation. You know, he and Coach Taylor go out on Fridays and go through the scripts to prepare him for this opportunity, if in fact it does come. But you know, when you're not expecting something to happen, it's hard to have great preparation, but obviously he has, and I thought he went in and did extremely well, and you know, he was a big part of why we won the football game.
I know it's still early, Coach, but would you need to get Pat Devlin a couple snaps this week just in case?
Well, that would, in fact, happen if Tannehill doesn't take any snaps this week. Pat would take some, but not very many.
How much does the playbook change, or the sheet that you're working from change from when you go to one quarterback?
Well, they both have had a ton of experience in OTAs and minicamp working the same offense, and you know, I feel very comfortable calling plays with Matt that I would call with Ryan. I mean, they both have their strengths and weaknesses, but at the same time, I thought Matt made some really good decisions. I thought he moved the offense. I thought his deep ball is probably one of his greatest assets. He throws as good a deep ball as anybody, and that was displayed in the game as well. So to answer your question, it doesn't change.
Mike, you were able to get Jabbar Gaffney in there. Finally, he caught one of those deep balls and had a chance at another. First off, I mean, how do you evaluate his performance, having, you know,
He caught a third down conversion on a corner out, which was a great throw by Matt as well, and a nice catch by him. He had an opportunity a little bit later to catch another one that might have been potentially a big play or a touchdown, and then he blocked real well. So he put himself in position on the second pass, even though he dropped it. I was encouraged that he was in position to make a play, because if he's in position, he's caught a bunch of balls. I'm not worried about him catching it. So I was thankful that he was in a position to make plays. So both he and Marlon, I thought, played very well for what we asked them to do, and both made some big plays.
Do you feel like you have that luxury now, actually two guys who could fill that role?
We'll have to see how it goes. But they did what we asked them to do, and that's exciting, and maybe we need to ask them to do more.
Right side of the offensive line, your assessment of how it's played, both Martin and Jerry?
I think they're coming along. I think that Jonathan Martin, there's some things in the game that, you know, a couple cutoff blocks and whatnot, but overall I'm pretty pleased with the rookie and the progress that he's made. I think he's every bit of everything we thought he'd be, maybe more so. And I think John Jerry played a good ball game. I thought he did some nice things for us. And I think he probably played one of his more consistent games.
Has Pouncey been your best lineman this year, or do you think it's close?
He's been pretty consistent. Yeah, he's been very, very consistent week in and week out. Very seldom do you have to say much about him in regard to what he needs to fix. He's been a pretty consistent lineman, pretty consistent player offensively.
Anthony Pisano yesterday had the nice toe drag on the touchdown catch, and then the other one that you guys challenged footwork for a tight end. How impressive is that?
Well, I think that's impressive because that's very noticeable to people on the outside. But what was more impressive to me was his blocking. He was a dominant blocker in the game, very consistent, coming off the ball and capturing the edge on people. So I was very, very impressed with his blocking in the game. But he definitely showed some veteran savvy in the sense that in both plays he did his very best to get his feet down. And I would have to say this, on the one that was ruled out of bounds. I mean, if they had ruled that in bounds, I don't think they would have overturned it. That could have gone either way.
Daniel had some tough runs yesterday, made the touchdown on the third and goal. How high is his ceiling above where he is now in your estimation of him as a player?
You know, I've only been with him now for the amount of games we've had. I've seen a lot of progress from him throughout the course of this season. I still think there's a lot of areas that he's going to continue to get better in and improve. So I'd say he has a very high ceiling, although I was very pleased. He had a run that was called back, unfortunately, by a penalty, and he came, look, I was shot out of a cannon on that one, and as was Javorski Lane. They both came off the ball very well. We checked the play from one side to the other side, and they both came out of their stances like this was it, and they did a great job. Unfortunately, we had to take it back, but I think he just needs to stay healthy and stay on the field, and that will allow him to have some consistency.
One more thing on Matt. A lot of times people talk about players as being good practice players or better game players. It seems like he's got that reputation of being a much better game player than practice player, and maybe that's how he lost his job in training. I mean, is that an accurate description of him, do you think?
Well, he didn't really practice a whole heck of a lot, so it's hard to say he's a great, you know, but he I think it's accurate to say that he's a gamer. When he goes in there, he's ready to play and rally the troops and make plays. He's not always perfect in his fundamentals, but he gets the job done. And I can't say enough about the job that he did in the game. I don't think people really truly understand. You lose your starting quarterback, who's not just last week, but this season has got 95% of the snaps. And the only reps Matt really gets are when he's going against our defense, going off of cards. And then anything extra he does with his coach after practice, which is significant, but it's not the same thing. So I just can't say enough about the performance. There's few teams, I think, that would have the ability to be able to have someone like Matt go in and perform at such a high level at such an early part of the game. You know, it wasn't a mop-up. I mean, he had to go in there and help us win this football game. So I can't say enough about his performance. And I believe that his teammates believe in him as well and rally behind him. So behind both quarterbacks, actually.